On Thursday, Virginia Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton made a groundbreaking address to the House of Representatives using an artificial intelligence, AI, voice clone. This innovative technology allowed her to replicate her own voice from previous recordings, enabling her to communicate effectively despite her recent diagnosis of progressive supranuclear palsy, a condition that severely impacts her ability to speak. Wexton's use of AI marks a significant moment in congressional history, as she appears to be the first individual to deliver a speech on the House floor using a voice generated by AI. Wexton's condition has posed considerable challenges for her, particularly in terms of verbal communication. Progressive supranuclear palsy is a rare neurological disorder that affects movement, balance, and speech. By utilizing AI technology, Wexton has found a way to overcome some of these barriers, allowing her to continue participating in legislative discussions and advocating for her constituents. The AI program she employed was able to analyze her past speeches and create a voice model that closely resembles her natural speaking tone. The implications of Wexton's use of AI in Congress extend beyond her personal circumstances. This event raises important questions about the future of technology in political discourse and the potential for AI to assist individuals with disabilities. As AI continues to evolve, it may provide new avenues for communication and representation, allowing more voices to be heard in legislative processes. Wexton's pioneering approach could inspire other lawmakers facing similar challenges to explore the use of technology in their own advocacy efforts. Moreover, Wexton's speech serves as a reminder of the importance of accessibility in politics. The ability to communicate effectively is crucial for lawmakers to fulfill their responsibilities and engage with their constituents. By embracing AI technology, Wexton not only enhances her own ability to participate but also highlights the need for inclusive practices within governmental institutions. This could lead to broader discussions about how technology can be leveraged to support individuals with disabilities in various fields. In conclusion, Jennifer Wexton's use of an AI voice clone to address Congress represents a significant advancement in both technology and accessibility. It showcases the potential of AI to empower individuals with speech impairments and underscores the importance of inclusive practices in political representation. As society continues to navigate the intersection of technology and communication, Wexton's experience may pave the way for future innovations that promote greater inclusivity and engagement in the political arena.